After several cold days to start off the week, it's finally feeling more like springtime across our area. Temperatures this afternoon have come up into the 40s. A few spots are close to 50 from the capital region on south. Now, with this warm-up, there is a trade-off. We're seeing clouds roll in now, and we have the potential for some wet weather during the late day and early evening hours as a warm front works its way through the region. So if you are heading out early this evening, you should have your umbrella ready to go, as we will see some showers come through. And in most areas, temperatures will be mild enough for plain rain. However, it is possible that across some of our higher elevations, we could see a few wet snowflakes or sleet pellets mix in, but it shouldn't be a big deal. So the shower chances are with us through the first part of the night. Most of the rain will move past as we work through this evening. However, we will have a lot of moisture left behind, so we'll have clouds, some fog, drizzle, and mist for the rest of the night. It won't be as cold as past nights, with overnight temperatures in the 30s. Most areas will stay above the freezing mark tonight. However, it is possible we could have a few pockets near or a bit below freezing, which could result in some slippery travel conditions, but that would be more the exception than the rule. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll start off with clouds and fog, and another round of rain will come through our area, mainly during the afternoon hours. Some of that rain could be moderate or heavy at times, and there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder south of the capital region. So with heavy rain, warm temperatures, and snowmelt, there is the potential for some localized flooding as we work through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. In fact, by tomorrow night, as the cold front begins to come in from the north, we can actually see the rain change back to snow, especially across the north country where some accumulations will be possible. And you get that idea that following this storm system, it will turn cooler again. So for Friday, temperatures will be cooler than tomorrow after reaching near 50 tomorrow. It's only in the 30s and 40s on Friday, and most areas will only be in the 30s on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely mainly during the afternoon, areas of fog, high around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, mainly during the afternoon, areas of fog, high around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, showers likely tonight, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, mainly during the afternoon, possible thunder, areas of fog, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, some areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, mainly during the afternoon, areas of fog, high around 50. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Saturday, partly sunny and cool with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.